This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is Mason Vera Payne. Thank you for joining me for this video game and review. Today we'll review the Nintendo Switch. The Nintendo Switch is the latest console launched by Nintendo. First thing you'll notice about the Switch is how sleek it looks. The Switch has a docking station which allows you to play on your TV. The docking station which comes with the console has an AC adapter port, a 3.0 USB port, and an HDMI port. All of these are on the back. Now, in the front, it has two 2.0 USB ports. The Switch comes with two controllers, or as they're named, Joy-Cons. The Joy-Cons have multiple purposes. The first and main purpose is to allow you to play the game as a single player, or if you want to play head-to-head with a person, you can. The second purpose is you can attach one Joy-Con on the left and one on the right to take the Switch on the go with you. When it comes to the Switch, you're able to play it in three different modes. The first mode is connected to your TV, which is its standard video game mode. The second mode is tabletop. You can play a game with multiple people this way and have up to 8 Joy-Con remotes. The third and final mode is on the go. You're able to take the Switch on the go and play whatever game you're playing at home on the move. Since you're able to take this device on the go, the Switch Deck serves as a multi-functioning device for the Switch. It allows you to play the Switch on a TV, but it also works as a charger for it. The battery life for the Switch ranges from 3 to 6 hours, and a lot of that depends on the game you're playing. Speaking of charging, the Joy-Cons are rechargeable and can be charged while docked with the console. When it comes to the storage, the Nintendo Switch has a 32GB internal hard drive. You can purchase a micro SD card for additional space. The Switch retail price is $299. Now, when it comes to games, the Nintendo Switch is only 10 as of launch. Compared to the Wii U release when there was 50 games at launch, this is a drastic change. Since I'm making comparisons, in 2012 when the Wii U was released, there were two systems available. One was an 8GB hard drive for $300, and the second one was a 32GB hard drive for $350. The Wii U offered backwards compatibility with the Nintendo Wii. When it comes to purchasing a console, I always justify my decision based on the games. The reason being is you don't want to spend a large amount of money on a system, and it's sitting in a space collecting dust while you wait for the games. Unfortunately, the Nintendo Switch seems like it fits the dust-gathering bill. The prospective games that will become available seem interesting, but outside of one game, there's really no reason to rush and get the console. In addition, some of their upcoming releases are questionable. For example, in April, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe will be released. This is just Mario Kart 8 with all the DLC and a few new characters. Rehashing a game that was considered the best-selling game from your previous console is not a good way to showcase the power of your new console. I will give Nintendo credit for creating a console that allows you to play on your TV and take it with you on the go. However, I think the console should have been released towards the end of the year when more solid titles were available. Is this console worth getting? Well, that's kind of a tricky answer. Yes, if you're a hardcore Nintendo fan, but I recommend waiting until later to check out what titles are coming out and how solid they are.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.